Poi Winichockle, a Wisconsin native, started an organization called Launch Progress about a year ago. It provides organizational and financial support to young people running for office.
It's very, very hard to get young people to run for office. I mean, we're a generation that was shaped heavily by 9/11 and this huge economic recession. So kind of our political systems haven't always really been there to support us, and so it's a difficult sell.
Paul Taylor is a senior fellow at the Pew Research Center and author of The Next America. He says millennials may be hesitant to get involved in politics because they generally dislike conflict and gridlock.
They are doers. They believe in solutions, and I think, you know, part of what perhaps is a turnoff to them about our modern politics at the moment is the political national political discourse is very ideological.
However, a community of young politicians is growing in Wisconsin. Two high-profile candidates in the Madison mayoral race are millennials. State Representative Katrina Shankland was elected to the state assembly when she was just 25 years old. She's part of a group of young office holders who swap stories and share challenges.
We always joke around with each other. We face the same hurdles. We hear the same jokes from our older counterparts who, you know, look at us once and say, I have shoes older than you.
Shankland says last year, the Assembly's Democratic Caucus had six officials under the age of 35, and she's expecting that number to grow after the upcoming midterm elections. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.